This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode 69, and this is part two of a two-part chat with Leah Katrina. Leah works on the Upwork platform. She's based in Manila, Philippines here, and she has been working on Upwork or similar platforms for as long as 15 years ago. She actually started on Craigslist. So really good insight. And today we talk about the evolution of the Upwork platform and how she's finding it. So enjoy this episode. If you want to get in touch with Leah or know any more about anything we mention, go to the show notes. That is at outsourceaccelerator.com/69. So Leah, you have been working for many years for Upwork now, and it was Olance and eDesk, and you've seen the evolution of this. When you joined these platforms, there were very few people on the platforms, and it was easy to get work, and now you're saying people are upskilling a lot, people are, there's more competition out there. Mm-hmm. How have you seen it change over the 10, 15 years you've been involved in it?
The change is really, how do you say that? It's huge. It's like, even I now, I find it hard to get a job now on UpDesk or Upwork. And I could still get some jobs, but most of them are from my previous clients already. But new jobs that say, like, for the same skills that I've been doing with Odesk before, it's different now. It's too much competition, I would say. Like, we get applications for one job, there'd be like 200 applications. Right. You will see it there.
So is that because really, obviously a lot of contractors are joining, but are there not as many people posting jobs then?
There's still, but they're very picky now. And one thing that hasn't changed that I've seen from Odesk up until now is that sometimes they would say Filipinos only can apply, because they are paying $1 an hour, something like that.
Right.
So that's the downside of it.
You see that more now.
Yes.
Right.
And of course, since I've been with them for years and years, I've already put my rate up. Like $10. I would advertise myself for $10 an hour. But you could get more depending on your client, what they have for you.
Of course.
But
because you've earned that. I imagine in Upwork you have a very good profile, do you? You have a lot of reviews, you have a lot of build work.
Yes, yes.
And yet still you find it quite hard to win jobs in Upwork.
Yes, 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 yes. So, yeah, because some, they don't want to pay that much for a client or for a contractor.
Okay.
But yeah.
And do you know any other Upworkers? Is there a community here in the Philippines? Are you noticing more Filipinos jumping onto the platform?
No. I have friends that I've worked with before for my other clients. But I don't really know a community. I actually stay away from those. But I think they have communities here. They have they meetups and stuff. But there's also other platforms that I've joined, and sometimes it's not easy as well with them. Even sometimes, one time they found me a client, so they were like, "Oh, check all these skills, check." So, okay, so you're almost hired. And then they got back to me, and then the client was like, so do you have a strong video editing skills? I'm like, what? That's like a totally different job for another person, you know, but they want to squeeze in everything for you. I'm like, nah. So I had to turn it down.
I find that a lot, and actually I provide a bit of commentary on this. People come over to the Philippines and look for outsourcing, and they want one person at $300 US a month, and they want them to be able to do admin,
everything,
and web maintenance, social media, video editing, and it's everything. And it would never happen. You would never find a good candidate to do all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They outsource and they want all of their problems solved.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, sure. I can do. I can edit videos, no problem. But like, for 40,000 pesos, you want me to do everything and, you know, like, work 10 hours, 12 hours, you know, and I'm like, no. I had to turn down a lot of offers also.
So as people become more aware maybe of outsourcing and how cheap it can be in inverted commas, people maybe there's too many bargain hunters and actually they're just not realistic because you need to pay a good salary for a good job and a good result, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
And where do you see it going? Do you see more and more people outsourcing? Do you see more and more people jumping onto the platforms?
Oh, yeah. Especially here in the Philippines, a lot of people that I know would want to go to that same path. But I have friends who also want to do like the regular career path in the corporate world. But I'm...
This is your career.
Yeah. But I still see myself doing this for a while, but not like really like full time, since I've already...
You're branching out into other entrepreneurial pursuits. Yes. And have you been able to leverage your involvement in Upwork? Do you hire teams under you? Because some people do, of course, hire teams and assistants so that you can expand.
Yeah. I have a team on Upwork, but I've not had like a client that would hire my team to do that. But my team is just for my personal
assistant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you find them? Do you find them through Upwork or do you find them through your personal network?
Yeah, for my personal network, of course, yes. So, but I know people who have teams on Upwork because my sisters, they were already hired by one of these people. So they get clients like web stores
that need
customer service, for example. So they hire their teams to do that. Like I have not touched that part of Upwork yet, although I want to. That's my next goal with Upwork. Instead of doing like my personal career, I would put up a team instead.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And just to give people an insight into, I don't want to know your earnings, but if you have any insight into someone working full-time on Upwork in the sort of web and IT and social media areas, what kind of monthly income could they generate from that if they work the Upwork platform well?
It really depends. With Upwork, sometimes it's a game of luck with the clients, because some clients would want to pay like international rates, like US rates or whatever. Some get 22 dollars per hour, stuff like that. But most of them wouldn't want to pay as much. They want to pay like below average even. So it's hard. It can be hard. But most of the clients there are like, they think that all these contractors are desperate for jobs. So they pay less.
Right.
But if you are really skilled, I have a team before with one of my clients. I had like a video editor. I have a programmer and stuff like that. And my client at the time, he was paying good. Like for the programmer, I think he was paying $25 an hour. And so even if he had to pay more for extra hours, he didn't mind. It really depends. It really depends.
And then let's give you a bit of a plug then. You have been working in this sector, in this industry, and have experience for nearly 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And you work, what are your areas of specialty then? You do web.
Mm-hmm. I do web design. Web content management, especially if, for example, you already have a website with WordPress, I can just manage it and, you know, whatever. If you already have, like, your own theme, for example, but I'm not a programmer, so that's one thing I did not touch. And photography and
design. And then you also do you do virtual assistant roles?
Yes, I do.
And what is your going rate for that then? What is a good rate?
For the virtual assistant, I charge $10 an hour. But like my previous clients, he was paying me $15 an hour. Plus, of course, if you go overtime and, you know, that's the one of the upside of Upwork, because everything's timed. So they're going to have to just pay, right. You know.
Okay. So. Fantastic. And if people want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch?
Yeah. So just email me at leahkatrina@gmail.com or go to my website. It's leahkatrina.com.
Thank you, Leah. And we'll put all of that in the show notes as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Derek.
That was Leah Katrina, and if you want to get in touch with Leah, then do so. You can contact her directly or go to our show notes, and that is at outsourceaccelerator.com/69. There's also the show notes, the transcripts there, and a summary, so lots of information. And if you want to ask us anything, just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.